Part 1. Activate from within. Chapter 1. Start with your 7th level statement. The 7th level is the pinnacle of engagement, and it's the goal that the 7th level engagement framework propels you toward. To be clear, the 7th level engagement framework is a tool to measure your success in connecting with others. Your 7th level statement reflects your own values and beliefs. Before you can walk through this framework and reach the 7th level with someone else, you have to determine your own 7th level statement. You have to establish what the holy grail of engagement looks like for you. You need to know who you are and what you stand for. What are your core values and mission? What do you believe in? What do you want to communicate to the world? This is your 7th level statement. Start by writing your statement. Once you know what you stand for, use it as the lens to communicate with your customers and employees from level 1 through the 7th level. Identifying your values is a mandatory first step before you can meaningfully connect with your audience. Only when you know your own narrative can you work toward getting others to engage with you at the highest level. So start by asking yourself the following questions. Who are you? What do you stand for? What do you believe in? Why do you do what you do? I'm a pop culture junkie, so let's look at some examples from some of my favorite fictional characters. All of these characters have strong personal values and beliefs that they use as a compass in connecting meaningfully with others, which builds a loyal following to make a significant impact. And isn't that what we all want? We all love Star Wars, right? Or at least I do. One of Luke Skywalker's core beliefs was that there was good in the world despite the darkness. This shaped him and was the lens through which he made the decisions he made on his journey. For you younger readers, maybe you're a bigger Harry Potter fan. Harry deeply believed he should protect both his own magical community and the non-magic world from forces of evil at all costs. That was his 7th level. And for you comic book fans, T'Challa, aka Black Panther, valued community and family connection. Each of these characters felt their sense of purpose pulsing through them, but each needed guidance to understand how to access it. Their sense of purpose stemmed from their 7th level statement. Each of them also had a guide, Yoda, Dumbledore, and Okoye, Danai Gurira, respectively, to help them on their personal journey. After you've identified your 7th level, let this framework be your guide, teaching you to connect with others and leverage your inner purpose, the thing that makes you, you. Each of the characters mentioned also had a loyal following of people that supported them in accomplishing their goals. You too are probably looking for loyal friends and followers to help you build your business. Sticking with pop culture, don't be like Julia Roberts' character in Runaway Bride. She was a chameleon with each romantic interest, and every time a date asked her how she liked her eggs cooked, she gave a different answer. She finally established her personal 7th level at the end of the movie with the help of her guide, Richard Gere, and realized that she could love herself and also be in a relationship. When you go through the framework without knowing your own personal 7th level, you end up changing yourself all of the time for your customers and employees, which means you'll wind up having poached eggs one day, scrambled the next, and over-easy the day after that, and you'll never perfect any one recipe. Avoid the Uncle Snap Time trap. When you don't know your own 7th level, you end up trying to be something you're not. It's like that uncle at the barbecue who is trying to be cool while talking to the younger kids and says, "Hey, are you on Snap Time?" They look at him like, do you mean Snapchat or FaceTime? He thinks he's being cool. They think he's inauthentic. Unfortunately, I'm aging out as well. Not that long ago as a teacher, I was trying to connect to my millennial and Gen Z students. Rather than trying to step outside of my comfort zone and pretend I was like them in terms of the music they listened to or the movies they watched, I asked them what they loved to read, since I genuinely do love to read just about anything. I ended up reading the Twilight series before any of my adult friends even knew what Twilight was, so I could keep my finger on the pulse of their pop culture in a way that felt authentic to me. As a teacher, learning and reading were aligned with connecting with them. If I had tried to listen to the same music or watch the same TV shows they did, or DM them on Instagram, they would have sent me the eye roll emoji, thinking I was a loser or a tryhard. Instead, I used my 7th level statement to inspire and educate. I was inspired by what they were learning, reading, and excited by, and found a way to connect with them as a person and a reader. Marketing today focuses on authenticity, but like engagement, few marketers know what that really means. It's not about trying to be like another generation. For example, An older fast food restaurant with a demographic of baby boomers decides to use teen slang on its Twitter account as a failed attempt to talk like millennials, ends up looking tone-deaf and out of touch. This is not being aligned with your personal seventh-level statement and not communicating that statement so that others understand what you believe in. Big brands always tell me how they are trying to connect with millennials and Gen Z and generations who are not even born yet. I always like to note that besides these trendy new generations, there are groups that need to continue to be acknowledged, like baby boomers and Gen X, that I have coined as the millennial-minded. Because while we have all become obsessed with millennials as a demographic, millennials as a whole have impacted other generations in a psychographic way. When a big brand does not know why they are trying to connect with a specific demographic, and they make snap decisions to keep up with the trends without acknowledging their own seventh-level statement, their attempts to connect fail. They don't know who they are, and so they focus on the markets they're trying to reach instead of communicating their own beliefs and values to different markets. Millennials, Gen Z, and millennial-minded customers see through the brand's misaligned attempts at authenticity and roll their eyes. You should know what you believe in first, then connect with the people who resonate with that stated belief. When you're driven by your seventh-level statement and can communicate it clearly, you reach multiple audiences through an authentic lens, eventually connecting with them at the seventh level. That lens allows you to think about the next generation without abandoning existing customers. Have you seen the movie The Intern? In the film, Robert De Niro is a bored, retired executive who takes a job at a startup run by Anne Hathaway. He comes to work in a suit and tie and carries a leather briefcase as he did for his entire career. He's curious about his young coworkers, but doesn't try to be like them. He offers advice from another generation and solves both some personal and business situations during the film, saving the day when Anne Hathaway comes into her own as the CEO she's meant to be. My dad, who loves that film, is in his 60s and is helping me build my company. He doesn't try to be a millennial. He just is who he is. He's had to change the way that he communicates, level 2, unsystematic engagement, more on that later, with us because he's old school Wall Street and we're all millennials and Gen Zers. He's had to soften up a bit with his delivery of what he believes in, but he hasn't pretended to be something that he's not. His wisdom and insight offer more value to me than if he tried to be like everyone else who works for the company. I wanted to work with him because he is different. His seventh level statement is always adding value to the work he produces, and this is what he does for me at Catalyst Creative. His seventh level aligned with my seventh level in the fact that he wants to add value to helping to build Catalyst Creative via the intention to inspire and educate others. We want to put out work that adds value, has integrity, is quality, and teaches people about how to better their business. Once you identify what you stand for, you can then go through the framework knowing how to leverage who you are to connect with others. If you don't first identify your seventh level statement, you keep changing yourself to reflect what everyone else thinks you are, and that's not sustainable. As a company, identifying your core beliefs and values is instrumental in ensuring your organization meets its employee, sales, marketing, and relationship goals. This most often appears as a mission statement, but can also be a tagline that drives the company's decisions. For Nike, for example, it's just do it. Or more recently, believe in something even if it means sacrificing everything. For Apple, it's think different. For Harley-Davidson, it's all for freedom, freedom for all. Each of these statements should drive the decision-making and engagement for each brand in their internal and external decisions. They know who they are, they know what their values are, and if they make sure to live by their seventh level, they will continue to be successful with their audience. My personal seventh level. My personal seventh level incorporates building connections while inspiring and educating others. This has always been within me, and I have used it in many different aspects of my career. In short, I believe that everyone has the right to be inspired. I am curious about people and believe each person has the capability to be inspired and activated in their own lives if someone just takes time to get to know them and reach them where they are. I choose to inspire because when I am doing these things, I add meaning and value to my life. It's impacted my perception of the brands I personally interact with. They need to somehow teach me or better me as a human being. And when I engage this way, I know I'm engaging at my own seventh level. Recognizing your seventh level. My seventh level statement is the driving force that guides me throughout my life that allows me to connect with others. As I mentioned, my seventh level statement is to inspire and connect with people. As I look back on my life experiences, I was driven to make sure everyone felt included. I've always cared about building community and connections. When I was 3 years old, I lined up my stuffed animals on the stairs and sang Party for Friends every day. My mom recalls walking into the lunchroom when I was in first grade to see me making sure every person in the class was included at the lunch table. I ensured that one kid traded Doritos for another kid's Dunkaroos, facilitating connections between them. I wanted everyone to feel seen, heard, and loved, and sometimes that desire took the shape of brokering fair snack exchanges. During my time as an educator, I was passionate about getting to know each and every one of my students, about understanding where they come from and their values and beliefs. Connection has always been extremely important to me. Even though I left the education field, I still educate and inspire. My seventh level statement guided me to a different career, but I kept teaching. It just so happened to be in a different field. I found myself going from building community and connection in a classroom to doing the same thing in hospitality, in events, and in marketing. I found that I am still me wherever I am, whether it be the traditional classroom, a restaurant, or a burgeoning neighborhood like downtown Las Vegas, a story for later in this audiobook. Across all these experiences, I found that in order to connect with different types of people from different walks of life, I've needed to understand where they were coming from, what they believed in, and what mattered most to them. Now it's your turn. What's your seventh level statement? Take a moment to look back on your life and think about an experience when you most felt like yourself. Why did you feel so fulfilled and self-actualized in that moment? Your answers to these questions might lead you to your seventh level statement, the guiding force behind the decisions you make and how you engage. We each have our own individual seventh level as a person or as a business. That's where you ultimately want to engage with your customers. To do that, however, you have to start with yourself. Take the time to assess your seventh level statement, both for yourself individually and for your company, because defining your own seventh level statement is the only way for you to know when you've actually reached the seventh level with someone else. During my presentations, I always give my audience a moment or two to think of what their seventh level statement is, and then to share it with a colleague or the person sitting next to them. I'd like to do the same for you. Take a moment right now to think about your personal seventh level statement. You could also try this out now for your brand or company, but the examples below are all personal seventh level statements. Allow me to share some examples. The following are various seventh level statements from people who attended the 2019 AMA Triangle High Five Conference and shared them on social media. My seventh level is getting more accurate, clinically validated healthcare information online to aid people managing their own care. Going off the beaten path to discover stories of ordinary people who are taking unique and extraordinary journeys. My seventh level is my creative freedom. Providing peace of mind to clients' pain points is my seventh level. My seventh level is to entertain the people I connect with in a unique and intriguing fashion. Authenticity equals my seventh level. New companies need to take the time to figure out their mission statement and values. I've seen many new companies with massive valuations grow and expand rapidly, only to then fail because they should have really taken a step back and decided what they stand for first before selling it to everyone else. Once they've determined their seventh level statement, then they can move forward to sell something, build a relationship with their customers, and hire support. How my seventh level led me to downtown Vegas. My position in the hospitality industry fostered building connections, but over time it didn't speak enough to the education part of my interests. As such, I started to feel limited in the hospitality industry space. I was always looking for ways to inspire, engage, and educate. I wanted to use my seventh level. I created a nonprofit event series, produced a nonprofit music festival in Central Park, organized a TEDx, and helped produce the Summit Series Entrepreneurship Conference on a cruise ship, all while having a full-time job. I was trying to explore my seventh level statement while still financially supporting myself. After producing that Summit Series event at sea, the team asked me to produce a similar Summit Series event in Lake Tahoe, California. And that's where I met the CEO of Zappos, Tony Hsieh. Through a series of coincidences and slightly embarrassing faux pas, you can listen to the full story on the About the Author pages at the end of the audiobook. I ended up having a conversation with Tony about what I wanted to do with my life. We found that our seventh level statements collided on several key points. Our seventh level statements also crossed with that of my best friend, Robert Fowler, who wanted to be able to use his understanding of experiences to beautify the world. Robert and I founded our brand consulting firm, and Tony provided some initial seed funding. We wanted to call ourselves something that would signify our unique approach to marketing and experiences, so we decided to name the company Catalyst Creative. Catalyst, because our intention was to inspire, catalyze, formerly passive consumers to active participants in their own lives. And creative, because through this inspiration, we help others identify the creativity that lies dormant within them. Our first client was the relaunch of Downtown Las Vegas, a $350 million revitalization initiative that Tony was focused on after Zappos, which had recently been acquired by Amazon. Tony and I wanted to create experiences that would inspire those who lived in downtown Vegas, and so we launched Catalyst Week, a free event designed to give residents access to 30 inspirational thought leaders who traveled from all over the world to come to Vegas and speak for free. These were the sort of influential people who typically spoke in places like New York and San Francisco, but rarely in downtown Las Vegas. The event was a massive success. Over these immersive couple of days in downtown Vegas, the speakers thought they were coming to learn more about downtown Vegas, but they ended up learning more about themselves. Many found their seventh level statements. One attendee, Dan Fredenberg, wrote to me after the event. "I plan to write to you very soon myself to thank you for inviting me. I've really appreciated the opportunity that the Downtown Project provides, and even more importantly, I've gotten to spend time with an amazing cast of people who are all here because of you. I really meant what I said about cherishing the opportunity to learn from some of the most selfless and vibrant people in the world. They and you make me a better person. I'm excited to be a loyal friend and collaborator with all of you to ensure that a huge, tangible, and measurable impact is made in a fashion that so directly makes the world a better place. Thank you for finding a way to inspire a robot. Dan." Dan was one of the catalysts who made me realize I was doing exactly what I was supposed to be doing. I wasn't simply introducing people to a city or to each other. I was introducing people to a part of themselves they may not have known before, their own personal seventh level. Catalyst Week was a huge success with a massive waiting list. While Catalyst Week focused on entrepreneurs and business leaders, we launched Creative Week to focus on creatives to meet the demands of all of the people who wanted to participate in this experience, but who didn't necessarily fall into the target audience for Catalyst Week. For both events, we created experiences for people to identify their own seventh level and connect from that place. We started every week by asking people to share what they wanted to be when they were 8 years old. Just like my students on the rug, we asked these people to share not what they do, but who they are. We asked what drove and inspired them before they had bills to pay or before their parents had told them they had to be something. We told them we wanted them to come from that childhood mind where they wanted to be professional basketball players, astronauts, professional singers, and sometimes all three. We wanted them to connect with each other from that creative, inspired place. Over the course of 2.5 years, we curated 2,000 thought leaders to participate in our experience and educate and inspire the downtown Vegas community. Attendees left saying, "My life just changed," or "I met my husband," or "I received funding," or "Thank you for this incredible opportunity." We had created a seventh level experience, a place where individuals could connect with themselves and each other from a place of personal values and beliefs. Presenters gave Catalyst Week talks to the public with a prompt that encouraged them to share not what they do, but who they are, and recall a moment in time that acted as a catalyst for them. They not only inspired thousands of others to see themselves differently, but they left feeling inspired and connected because they were given a space to share from a place of authenticity. They were connecting in a way that was meaningful, emotional, and visceral. It was much more than a normal networking conference, and it was a huge moment for me as well. I realized for the first time that this was an opportunity to combine my understanding of events, marketing, branding, and education, and to redefine what ROI looked like for the world. Sure, I could help people boost their return on investments, but just as importantly, I could create a new form of ROI, ripple of impact. A lot of people attending these experiences had companies of their own or worked for large Fortune 100 brands, and when they felt that special something, they wanted to know how we could do the same thing for them. Since that first Catalyst Week in 2012, we ended up applying our seventh level secret sauce to the work we have done with other brands, helping them on branding, experiential, and marketing campaigns to increase engagement and build meaningful connections in the same way we did in downtown Vegas, but now all over the country and the world. Fast forward to today. Seventh level statements make people who they are, and if they can't bring their seventh level selves to work, then they don't feel fulfilled. I want to give everyone the opportunity to bring their whole selves to work, which I believe they deserve to do. I want them to align their personal values and beliefs to the workplace. I've always believed that everyone has the right to feel like they can connect with each other in the world. At Catalyst Creative, we do a lot of different things that allow us to create a culture that embodies our seventh level, which is to activate passive consumers into active participants. One simple thing we do is a weekly check-in where we talk about what's going on in our personal lives outside of work. We share who we are, not just what we are doing. We share what's driving us and how it's impacting our work. Today, I help and inspire people to connect their brands with their customers. I believe that we all deserve to live a life filled with purpose and impact. I believe that the interactions we have with people should be intentional. At Catalyst Creative, we essentially use our understanding of engagement to activate customers, internal or external, to care about themselves, each other, and the world around them. Working through the seven levels. Once you determine your seventh level statement, you too can use our secret sauce to create meaningful, engaged relationships with the people in your life, your employees and your customers for sure, but also your partner, family, and friends. But you can't simply jump from level one to the seventh level, especially with someone new to you or your brand. You can't expect a customer to immediately engage with you on a high level. You have to build trust first. You wouldn't marry someone if you didn't know anything about them. If you were asking someone to make a lasting commitment to you, you'd first identify what you stand for, then take the time to get to know them, and then ask for their commitment. You'd want to build a relationship with them before saying, "I do." It's the same in business. Everyone strives to be more like Nike and Apple. These companies have a solid, concrete identity. How can you do the same? The first step is establishing your seventh level statement, which requires knowing who you are and what you believe in. As you bring people from level one to level six, striving toward engagement at the seventh level, your audience becomes more connected to your message, action, or a request. These meaningful relationships lead to greater customer and employee loyalty, achievement, productivity, and sales, among other benefits. By understanding the level where the person you're communicating with currently stands, it helps you determine the best next steps for engaging with them to take them to the next level. Next, we will dive into phase one, attract. The bottom three levels of the seventh level engagement framework in this phase center on earning trust. In order to build a meaningful relationship with anyone, you need to show that you are taking the time, energy, and effort to get to know them as a human, not just as a number.